there were two men that were working together at a company, and one of them was a Christian, the other was a non-Christian, and the non-Christian kept studying the Christian, and finally one day, the non-believer went up to the Christian, and he asked the question, how can I find God? Now, how do you like that question? How do I find God? He says it to a Christian. And the friend says, well, you need a theologian. So let me set you up with my pastor. Oh, my. Oh, no one better ever do that from this church, I tell you that. Please, don't let me hear you did that. So they say, well, you know, I'm not a theologian. You need to talk to a theologian. You need to talk to my pastor. So the man set up an appointment with the pastor, and he asked the pastor, he says, are you a theologian? He goes, no, I'm not a theologian. I'm just a preacher. I'm not a theologian. And he goes, what I have learned, I learned from seminary. If you want to talk to a theologian, what you need to do is you need to go to the seminary. So the man was undaunted by this. So he says, okay. So he set up an appointment with a seminary professor. And he asked the question of the professor, are you a theologian? To which the professor said, no, I'm just a teacher and I get my material from all these theology books in back of me. He said, if you really want to know a theologian, you need to set up an appointment with one of the men that wrote one of these books. This guy's still undaunted. So he sets up an appointment with one of the authors of the book. And he said to the author, are you a theologian? And he says, no. I'm simply a scientist who observes life and who writes about it as to what I see. And he says, if you want a theologian, you need to talk to somebody who's living out their faith day to day. Now that's an interesting statement, isn't it? Because that's precisely where Luke got the content of the Gospel of Luke. These were eyewitnesses that had a relationship with Jesus that they were living out on a day-to-day basis. These were the ones that Luke interviewed, read about, and from them, the theologians that lived out the truth, Luke received the content of this gospel that we call the Gospel of Luke. Now, we're living in a time in which it's been classified as postmodernism. Now, we hear this term postmodernism. We hear this governor or this mayor is progressive. We hear these terms. But what does postmodernism mean? It simply means that there's no absolute truth. Rather, truth is personal and subjective. My personal truth may not be your personal truth. So that's the thought of postmodernism. What's sad about postmodernism, I think it's infiltrated the evangelical church. And I say this because sometimes you'll hear the testimony of a professing Christian who in their testimony will keep using the phrase, I feel, and you never once hear them cite scripture. You see, what they're saying is, this is based upon my subjective experience. It's not based upon fact, which is scripture. The Barna Group, which is a Christian group that follows current trends in the church and in society, reports that 53% of born-again believers do not believe in absolute truth. Now, I don't know about you, that is shocking.